Praise God. Hello, everybody. Thank you for being at church today. My wife will be translating for anyone that needs the Japanese ear pack. I would like to ask that you will open up your heart today and really pay attention to the things that I will speak to you. I really believe that what God is going to speak to us today is key to you living a life of success within your own heart. And I want to open up with a word of prayer. And I want to pray that nothing will distract you today from what God is trying to speak to your heart. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity you have given us to learn about life, to learn how to live a better life. Life does not consist of the things that we obtain materialistically, but rather it's the things that we obtain spiritually within our heart from you. And we ask in God that you will open the eyes of our hearts, open our spiritual ears so that we can hear your voice speaking directly to us. We need to hear from you today, God. So speak, Lord. And we want to reverence your presence, your Holy Spirit presence, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'm going to talk about the promise of the Holy Spirit. Today in many churches, Pentecost Sunday is celebrated to recognize the gift and the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Today is a special day because Pentecostal Sunday represents the birth of the New Testament church. We as Christians exist because of what happened on Pentecost. The gift and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit to the church was a promise from God to believers. And I want you all to understand that this promise has been fulfilled, and it's something special to all of our lives. And I ask that you will really understand what this promise is all about and how it is the key to you living a successful life. This promise that Jesus gave when he was here on earth was a promise to encourage us that we will continue the great work that Jesus begun. That was the reason why Jesus went back to heaven. He went back to heaven because he did his work on earth. But we must continue the work that Jesus has begun. And this is why he has sent his Holy Spirit to live on the inside of us so that we can live victoriously. When Jesus sent his Holy Spirit, he sent us the solution to how to deal with all of the problems that we face every day as people. How many of you have problems that you deal with on a regular basis? If it's at your job, or if it's at your home, with relationships with your spouse or with your kids or with your friends, or it may be problems you have with your health, or it may be financial problems, or it may be problems with self-esteem or confidence. Maybe some of you live in fear, but I want you to know that the Bible tells us that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us power, he's given us love, and he's given us a sound mind. And he did this by giving us the Holy Spirit. So every answer that you need in your life has been given to us. All your relational problems that you have, all your sicknesses, all the financial problems, all the emotional problems that you have, the Holy Spirit was sent to be that answer in helping us to overcome those things that would try to defeat us or discourage us. I want you to know something about suicide. Suicide is a serious reality, and suicide is something that is increasing more and more. I talked to my friend yesterday. He was saying that one of his old business partners that was a successful, very wealthy man, had a status in the business world, committed suicide. And he said it shook him up because he didn't understand why a man that had everything, but yet still took his own life. This lets us know that when you lose hope, you don't have a reason for living. And even when you have all the money in the world and all the fame and all the status of being the who's of who's, that still doesn't give you the hope you need on the inside. It may give you the hope you need for your external securities, but the internal security is much greater than your outward security. And when you build your life on off of money, if you build your life off of your status of your education and the things you've done and your accomplishment, you won't have a real hope. You'll find yourself coming to a place of saying that, what's the meaning of life? Because yet still I have everything externally, but yet I feel so empty on the inside. And this is the reality for a lot of people. But on Pentecost Sunday, this was the pouring of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, on the inside of believers to fill us on the inside with something of true value, with something of true power, with something of true authority, with something of true hope that we can build our lives on. So regardless if we have or don't have all the external things in life, yet still we have a security in life. And this is something that the Holy Spirit does. He gives us a eternal security. So when you take your last breath, your life doesn't end there. A lot of people are afraid to die because they don't know what's going to happen after that. But we as Christians, we understand the hope that we have. And the Bible teaches us how we will have life that is more abundantly. And we will have joy that is forever. And we will have true riches that won't rust or thieves cannot break in and steal. But we're going to live a life with Jesus. We're going to live a life with true peace. You won't cry no more. You won't have sadness no more. You won't even have that drama that you have in your relationship. Everybody will live in true harmony with one another. No one will be player hating on you. No one's going to be jealous of you. No one's going to envy you. All of that sinful attitude of the heart will be gone. And we will be made a perfect people. And a lot of people say, I don't believe you, but prove to me what you know. But we have a assurance from the Word of God. We have a promise from the Word of God of what life will be after you take your last breath. How many of you know that we don't know if we're going to be living tomorrow? I know a lot of people who thought they was going to be living tomorrow and didn't live. You don't know what's promised to you with your life. This is why you need to put your hope in God's promise. And young people, let me tell you this. There are parents that are outliving their kids. Outliving their kids. So you think you have all life to just do what you want? You don't. Because tomorrow is not promised to you. But there are some things that God has promised to us. He's promised to give us eternal life. He's promised to give us a spiritual inheritance. And he's given that to us through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Jesus mentioned in John 14:12 how the work that he's done, we're going to do greater works than what he's done. Because when he leaves the Father, he says, you're going to continue the work that I have done, but you're going to do greater things than I did. How is this that we're going to do greater things than what Jesus did? Well, this greater work happens through the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I want you to know something about Pentecost represents the filling and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit into every believer's life. And a lot of people say, I don't understand this whole thing about spiritual things. How many of you know that, how many of you say that air exists? How many of you can say air exists? How do you know that air exists? From books, or you can just breathe, right? The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is like a breath. It's like air. And when the Holy Spirit lives on the inside, it's something like a breath, like a wind that comes and fills our lungs. And this is a same representation of how when you let the Holy Spirit fill you, it's like a breath, like you breathe in air. And he comes on the inside and he lives there. And he produces life on the inside. How many of you know that you cannot live without air, right? Oxygen, right? How many of you say I can live without oxygen? Oh, if you did, you wouldn't be here right now. That's the same representation of the Holy Spirit to a Christian life. We cannot truly live our life without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, we will be self-destructive. But the Holy Spirit gives us life on the inside so that we can have that joy, so that we can have that peace, so that we can have that hope. And this is why you need to let the Holy Spirit fill your life. But many of us, we let other things fill our life, like pride, like anger, like jealousy, self-ambition. And this is why the Holy Spirit really cannot fill us, because we have something else that is occupying us on the inside. But we must empty out our pride. We must empty out our selfishness. We must empty out the anger that we have, or whatever it is that is keeping the Holy Spirit from filling us, so that the Holy Spirit can truly have his way in our life and produce that life on the inside of us. And this life on the inside is going to affect our relationship with one another. Now we're going to start loving one another. Now we're going to start helping one another. Now we're going to start looking out for one another because of the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. But you know something? When the Holy Spirit is not living on the inside of you, then something else has to fill you. And this is why for some people, greed fills their heart. And life is about what they can get for themselves at the expense of hurting others. This is why when you don't have the Holy Spirit in your life, you can let something like pride fill you, where everything centers around you and what you want, and it's you forcing your way, rather than allowing God to have his way in your life. And this, don't you know the problems that we have with one another is not because of the other person, usually because of us. Something within us needs to change so that we can create a change in our relationship with one another. And that change is going to be letting the Holy Spirit fill our lives. And I want to challenge you today with this message that the Holy Spirit was sent to help us, to empower us, to give us strength, to give us hope, to give us self-control, to give us patience, to give us gentleness and kindness and love towards one another. Don't you know that all these things, these good virtues, are fruits of the Holy Spirit? And this is how we live a victorious life, and we keep ourselves from having problems and being divided in our relationship with one another. Don't you know that most of the relational problems that people have is not because of just bad luck. It's because of things that have filled people's hearts, and they have allowed those things to control their life, such as anger, such as pride, such as self-ambition, all these things. But the Bible tells us, let Christ rule in our heart. And when Christ starts ruling in our heart, now our heart becomes more loving. Now we're able to have self-control. Now we're able to have patience. Now we're able to be kind towards one another. Now we're able to show good deeds towards one another, because we have the help and the infilling of the Holy Spirit that is guiding us, that is speaking to us, that is working in us and working through us. This is the key to us living a victorious life. Don't you know the difference between a Christian and a Spirit-filled Christian? The difference is, a Christian is one who believes in Jesus Christ, but a Spirit-filled Christian is one who displays the life of Christ through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Don't you know, in order for us to be like Christ, we need to have Christ in us, and Christ in us is represented in the form of the Holy Spirit. And people say, why do I need the Holy Spirit? Why don't you need it? How many say that you're perfect? You do everything right. You never do anything wrong. We all have failures, right? We all have weaknesses. But the Holy Spirit empowers us, and he helps us in our weaknesses. Now, when the Holy Spirit fills us, now we're not defined by our worst moments in our character. Rather, the Holy Spirit refines our character so that we can have a better way of how we respond to the life challenges that we face with one another. Don't you know that most of the problems that people have is relational problems? Can't get along? Is there people in your life that it's hard to get along with? Am I the only one that's ever had somebody in my life that just tough to get along with? But this is when the Holy Spirit comes in place, and he helps us to know how to love people that don't want to be loved. He helps us to be patient with people that are not patient with you. He helps us to be kind to people that are not kind to you. He helps us to care for people that don't care about you. This is the character of Jesus. If we're going to base our character off of another human, you know what? That human is going to fail you. because we all have weaknesses, every human being. But Jesus Christ was the only one that was perfect. And he says, I want you to be like me. In order for you to be like me, you must have the filling of the Holy Spirit in your life, in your heart. I want us to look at something from Acts 1, the fourth verse to the ninth verse. Acts, the first chapter, the fourth and to the ninth verse. And I want you to see this promise that Jesus gave. And I want you to understand the significance of this promise that was given to us. And it says this, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or season which the Father has put in his own authority. But, everybody say, but, you shall receive what? You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. This power that Jesus spoke about in Acts 1:8 was prophesied by Jesus also in Luke 24, the 49th verse, when he told the disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit to fill them with power and the authority of God. I want you to know something, that Jesus told them to wait for the Holy Spirit so that their efforts in ministry would be effective and successful because of the power and the authority that the Holy Spirit would give them. Let me say that to you. Jesus told them to wait for the Holy Spirit to fill their life so that what they do in ministry, in serving God and serving others, will have true success and true effectiveness. And this only can come by the power of the Holy Spirit. Why is it that Jesus asked them to wait for the Holy Spirit? The reason is this, because the ministry of Jesus Christ's ministry on earth depended on the Holy Spirit. That's why when you look at Luke, the fourth chapter, the 18th verse, he says, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. If Jesus had to be anointed with power and authority by the Holy Spirit, likewise, we must be. Jesus depended on the Spirit of the Lord, empowering him with that power from God. Why is this? Because the Holy Spirit represents the power and the authority and the presence of God within us. We need God to work in our life so that he can work through our life. And this is why that filling of the Holy Spirit is the key to you doing the effective ministry that God has placed you on this earth to do. I want you to know that everybody was born with a purpose. It wasn't born, your purpose wasn't for you to be rich and for you to look at your bank account every day and say, wow, I'm successful. All these broke people around me, man, I feel bad for them. But me, I'm doing okay. No. God didn't create you because so you can be famous and you can tell people how great you are and how wonderful you are and how intelligent you are. He didn't create you with that purpose. God created you for a purpose to impact those around you with his power, with his authority. Let me tell you why. Because we all have a problem. It's called sin. And sin is that very thing that makes us horrible people. And in order for us to not be that horrible people, the Holy Spirit has to take control of our life so that sin won't have power in our life. Either you give power to sin or you give power to the Holy Spirit. We have to choose who's going to have the power in our life. And when we give power to the Holy Spirit, we're not doing those hurtful and shameful things that we do because of sin. And this is why we need the Holy Spirit to fill our lives. If you're struggling with an addiction, if you have a problem or a bad habit, I want you to know that it can be broken when you give way to the Holy Spirit in your life. I can tell you there were things in my life that I was addicted to. There were things in my life that I had habitual habit of doing. that was ruining my life. But it wasn't until the Holy Spirit came into my heart and filled me with power to break away the powers of sin in my life. And I have to keep letting the Holy Spirit fill me so that I won't give power to that sin, to that weakness in my life. Everybody need the Holy Spirit to help them in an area of their weaknesses. Because how many of you know that many times people define us by our weaknesses, by our faults, and by our mistakes? But how many of you know that God don't want you to be defined by your error, by your mistakes, by your failures? But he wants you to be defined by Jesus Christ that is living on the inside of you. Because Jesus Christ is a perfect person, is the perfect example of how we should live. And true harmony only comes through the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. And a lot of people say, Keith, I don't know what you're saying, man. This is boring. No. This is the key for you living a successful life in your relationship with others. This is the key for you truly having joy fill your heart. This is the key for you truly having hope in your life. When you let the Holy Spirit come and control your life, I can testify of how I used to be. Let me tell you something. The way I used to be, you wouldn't want to know me. I was an angry person. I was not a kind person. I was not a loving person. I was about me, and I did things that hurt people because all I thought about was me. But it wasn't until I received the Holy Spirit filling in my life that transformation happened in my character, in the way I speak, in the way I think. My ambition in life changed. Now I started loving people. Now I started caring for people. Now I started helping people. Now I started considering the burdens and the weakness of people. Instead of me being judgmental to people, I had compassion for people. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit filled my life. And he gave me power to say no to jealousy. He gave me power to say no to envy. He gave me power to do the things that are right and the things we should be doing so that we can have true harmony with one another. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. So what is it in your life that you're struggling with? And you've been trying to fix, or your spouse has been trying to fix that mistake in you, or your friend or your parents been trying to fix that mistake in you that is not working. Give way to the Holy Spirit in your life. And I promise you, you will receive that transformation that you need on the inside. I want you to know something about the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit will come and rest on men of God temporarily and then will leave. But when Pentecost happened, that was a permanent indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our life. And not only was his presence in our life, the power of God and the authority of God came into our life. And this is why we can be victorious. This is why the Bible says he has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us love. He's given us power. And how many of you know that power has the ability to change things? How many of you say there's some things in my life that I want to see change? There's some things in my marriage I want to see change. There's some things in my relationship I want to see change. That only comes through the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. And a lot of people say, man, I don't know what to do. We know what to do. Let the Holy Spirit have his way in our life. And you will see that change happen. And this is why I depend on the Holy Spirit to help me every day. Not some days, but every day I need the Holy Spirit to help me. Because there's some days where I'm not in my right mind. Any of you ever woke up with not the right attitude, or you went to work without the right attitude because something happened? Maybe you was driving to work and someone cut you off, and now you in a bad move, and now you ready to chew out the first person that come and say hi to you. We can be affected by many things in life, but when we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, there's a shield of protection that keep us from being affected with emotional experiences. Some people live their life off of emotional experiences. How many of you know that emotions are real, but emotions are not always right? How many of you know that there's been some emotions you had that was not right, and you didn't realize it until you came off of your emotional cloud? And Jesus said, okay, I was trying to get your attention when you were just going forward like a 18-wheeler just rushing. And this is why we need the Holy Spirit to help us in our everyday relationships. And this is the key to us living an effective life where we don't have to live in all these problems that we have going on. The Holy Spirit is the answer to the problems that we don't know how to respond to correctly. And I want to encourage you in this. What Jesus gave us was something of power to bring transformation in our life. I want you to know something. If you just comfortable with just believing in Jesus, that's not enough. That's not enough. But you have to go further than believing in Jesus. And you got to say, I believe in Jesus, but I want to experience Jesus every day of my life. And for you to experience Jesus every day of your life, you have to give the Holy Spirit access to your life. Many of us have walls. Many of us have doors in our life in which we allow God to come in. Most of the time, people only let God come into their life when they're having a crisis. But when things are going well and all is well, we don't even talk to Jesus. We don't even allow the God to help us. But when we're having a crisis and all our securities have left us and we don't have any hope, now we crying out to Jesus. But I want you to get from only crying out to Jesus in your crisis to always saying, Jesus, I need you. Everywhere I go, I need you. And this is the desperation that we need within our heart. The Bible tells us, blessed are those who thirst and hunger after righteousness. Don't you know what righteousness means? Righteousness means right relationship with God. That's what it means. Having right relationship with God. Being in right standing in your relationship with God. And the reason why many of us cannot experience true righteousness is because we don't have right relationship with God on a daily basis. Coming to church is not going to make you righteous. Coming to church help you, but the key is you have to do the building of your relationship with God. And that means that we have to start making time for God to work in our life. But many of us, we don't let God work in our life because we're doing all the working on and don't even give God space. But we need to let the Holy Spirit fill our life. Why do we need the Holy Spirit to fill our life? Because the Holy Spirit will correct us when we're in the wrong by the spirit of conviction. He convicts us when we're doing something we shouldn't be doing. Many of us, we don't have conviction because we're so filled with self and we quench the Holy Spirit. We stop the Holy Spirit from speaking to us because we're so high and mighty in our pride and who we are, and we close our ears to God, and now we only listen to our own voice. But in order for us to be able to live a life where we can respond to life problems in a righteous way, in a way that God's approved, we have to have our ears open to God more than ourselves. And many of us, we like listening to our own voice, and we don't know how to distinguish the voice of God because we've got so used to hearing ourselves talk. But if we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we have to humble ourselves in such a way where we say, God, help me. Open my ears to hear your voice. Help me, God, to not make it all about me. Help me to see my hurting brother and my hurting wife or my hurting child more than seeing myself. But the Holy Spirit helps us in this. And we need the Holy Spirit to fill our life. Young people, how many of you say that you have some fears in your life of some things going on? We all have fears, things that we're afraid of. How many of you know that when you let the Holy Spirit fill your life, that's not a fear no more? How many of you say, I lack in my confidence? How many of you know that the reason you lack in your confidence is because the Holy Spirit should be your confidence? And when the Holy Spirit gives you confidence, nothing can intimidate you. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of confidence because I have my confidence in God. It takes a lot to intimidate me because I know that in myself there's nothing good, but I know with God I can do all things. And I'm not intimidated by a person's status because I have the Holy Spirit that helps me and builds me up. This is the key for you building true confidence. This is the key for you operating in the gifting that God has given you when you let the Holy Spirit be your confidence. But many of us are basing our confidence off of our money, what we've accomplished, who we know. How many know that does not mean anything? It means nothing. But when you have the confidence of the Holy Spirit, you are able to stand strong and you're able to know who you are. And a lot of people are confused about who they are because they have no true identity. So that's why people try to build their identity off of their job, off of their education, off of their accomplishment. And how many of you know that those things will fade away? Michael Jordan, he had a career as one of the best basketball players, but don't you know that he's not playing basketball no more? So if he builds his identity off of what he did back then, he has no true value in today's world. If you're building your life off of what you have and what you've done, you have no true value because those things are going to fade away. But you got to build your something, build your life off of something that is firm, that is eternal. How many of you know when you die, you cannot take your bank account with you to heaven? You cannot take your car with you to the grave. You cannot take your iPhone with you to the grave. You cannot take your sneakers. And the bad thing right now is a lot of young people build their identity off of how they look. By their clothes, by their hairstyle, by image, by their shoes, by the latest technologies that they have. That, don't you know that technology is going to break? Those shoes are going to wear out. Your hair is going to fall out your head when you get older. That pretty skin is going to become wrinkles one day. So if you're building your life off of image, you have no true hope. But we must build our life off of Jesus. And the way we do that is when we let the Holy Spirit fill our lives. Maybe some of you are hearing the theme that I'm speaking about. What is it? We need the Holy Spirit to do what? Fill our lives. We need the Holy Spirit to fill our homes. We need the Holy Spirit to fill our schools. Think about what's going on right now in our schools right now. So many young people are confused about who they are, their identity. They don't have no purpose in life. They have no true eagerness in life, no true enthusiasm in life because they're confused about who they are. Why is this? The Holy Spirit gives the life of Christ in us. And when the Holy Spirit gives us life on the inside, don't you know he also leads us in truth. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and he guides us in all truth. A lot of people are guided in error. A lot of people are guided in perversion. A lot of people are guided in greed. A lot of people are guided in self-ambition. And this is why they're confused. That's why that businessman of my friend took his life. Because after having all these accomplishments, he still didn't know who he was. And he says, you know what? That's no point of living. Because on the inside, I'm so empty. And maybe some of you are feeling empty. Maybe you are feeling, you know what? I don't have no true purpose. Let me encourage you. Let the Holy Spirit fill your life just as he filled the disciples. Let me tell you something that was remarkable about the filling of the Holy Spirit with the disciples. I don't know if you remember the story of how Peter, when he denied Jesus three times, when people say, are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? He says, I don't know Jesus. I don't know that man. They asked him again, and then he started cursing. I don't even know him. I don't even know Jesus. But it wasn't until he received the Holy Spirit that he was transformed, and he started preaching Jesus to everyone. He was not ashamed of Jesus because he had true confidence now because of the Holy Spirit filling him. He was able to have the life of Christ fill him to the point where he didn't have to deny Jesus no more because he knew who Jesus was personally because Jesus' Spirit was living on the inside. So what happens when we get the Holy Spirit on the inside? Transformation happened. And with that transformation, the Holy Spirit gives us boldness to share our faith and evangelizing to non-believers. You know, you tell you the reason why a lot of people don't evangelize? Because they don't have the filling of the Holy Spirit. One of the works of the Holy Spirit is he gives you boldness to share your faith. He gives you a passion. As we were seeing today, Spirit, touch your church. Stir the hearts of men. Stir us with a passion. We want to care for others as Jesus cared for me. And the only way we're going to do this is we have to have the Holy Spirit filling us, filling our hearts to the point where we have this new passion for the lost. I want you to know something. God's greatest concern on earth is saving the lost. Jesus said in Luke, the 19th chapter, the 10th verse, he says, for I came not to seek those who are saved, but I came to seek those that are lost. I want you to know God's greatest desire on earth is to see non-Christians come to know the Lord. It's not for Christians to live an easy, comfortable, prosperous life filled, centered around materialistic blessing. God's desire is not for you to have a bank account filled with money. He wants you to be blessed, but he wants your soul to prosper more than your bank account. You want me to tell you why? Because your bank account is not going to give you eternal life. Your bank account can give you a healing in your body when you have cancer. Your bank account cannot give you confidence when you've lost all confidence. There's many people that are blowing their brains out with a gun because they have no hope. They got all the money in the world, but they don't have no hope on the inside. But this is something that the Holy Spirit gives us. He gives us boldness to share our faith. And even the Bible says that we must be ready to give an answer for our faith. How many of you are ready? I want to challenge you today. How many of you are ready to give an answer for your faith? How many of you truly can tell people about God and the love of Christ with confidence? If you can't do it, then you know the answer? Be filled with the Holy Spirit. One of the first things that happened on the day of Pentecost, when they was filled with the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that Peter stood up and he preached the gospel. And when he preached the gospel and shared his faith, 3,000 people came to the faith that day. 3,000 people came to know the Lord through the boldness of him sharing his faith by the empowering of the Holy Spirit. We need to get back to being filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can share our faith with boldness. And you know what? One of the main reasons why I go to Japan is because I care. I care so much about these people that are taking their lives because they have no hope. And the reason I go there is because I want to give them hope through Jesus Christ. I want to let them know that you are loved. One of the greatest messages that I teach is the love of Jesus Christ. I say, Jesus loves you. He really does. Jesus cares about everything. He really does. There's someone that really cares about me. Yes, and his name is Jesus. I have a passion for seeing people's lives transform. I have a passion for seeing people's lives turned around from the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is the key. The Holy Spirit gives us boldness to share our faith. And if you have intimidation in sharing your faith, then you need to ask the Holy Spirit to fill you more and more. And I promise you, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you will not be intimidated to share your faith. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. Every time that I didn't let the Holy Spirit fill my life, and I filled my life with self and with what I can do, I didn't share my faith. But every time I let the Holy Spirit fill my life, I'm eager. I can't wait to share my faith. I remember when we was just having a meeting in Japan. We was in Osaka. And one of the musicians that was playing in the band, I didn't know that he wasn't a Christian. And someone said, yeah, he's not a Christian. I said, he's not? And I said, why are you not a Christian? He says, I don't know. You don't know. He said, why should I be a Christian? I started telling him why. And after I shared my faith with him of what Jesus did in my life, he says, I want that. I want Jesus in my life. And that day, from that day forth, he became a Christian. What if I didn't share my faith? He wouldn't have been a Christian. He wouldn't have heard about the hope and the love and the transformation that Jesus brings when you let Jesus come into your life. A lot of people say, why do I need Jesus? Jesus don't even exist. Oh, so you call yourself God now. If I was to draw a circle, and in that circle represent all knowledge, wisdom, understanding in life, within that circle, that empty circle, how much of the color could you color in that circle of how much knowledge you know? For many of us, it'd only be a small little speck, right? Because no one knows everything, right? Some of us are expert at certain fields, but there's other things we have not a clue about, right? Does that mean that those things don't exist because we don't know about it? No, right? How about God? Can it be a fact that God exists in a dimension that is outside of your knowledge and you haven't became aware of that knowledge yet of God? Yes. For you to say that God doesn't exist is for you to call yourself God and say that you know everything. For you to say that God doesn't exist and that I don't need God is to say that you can live life without the help of no one. We all need to come to a realization that God does exist. And the way that he proves himself to us as Christians is by the filling of the Holy Spirit in our life. And this is, may be simple. You say, this is boring. No, no. Let me tell you, this is the key to you having confidence, having true confidence of the existing of God, of the power of God. Don't you know that the Bible tells us that God has given us every spiritual blessing. We have it. How? By the filling of the Holy Spirit. Don't you know that healing is in your body because of the Holy Spirit? Don't you know that knowledge and understanding and wisdom is in your life because of the Holy Spirit? And you may say, this is boring, Keith. But no, no, no. You're not getting the true significance of the Spirit and how the Spirit gives us everything we need when we need it. So whenever you have a need in your life, the Holy Spirit can give it to you right there. A lot of people say, I'm waiting on God to move in my life. No, God has already moved in your life by the Holy Spirit. We need to let the Holy Spirit move through us. One of the second thing that happened when the Holy Spirit came and filled the disciples is this. The Holy Spirit anoints us with supernatural spiritual gifts and abilities for serving God. Let me tell you something. From the moment of the boldness of preaching the gospel, the Bible teaches us in the second chapter of Acts that the disciples, the apostles, start doing miracles, signs, and wonders. Immediately, the power of God started flowing through them. Let me tell you something. Natural ability has its limits. But when the power of God comes upon you, and you start operating your particular skill, now there's an impact that happened when you're using that gift to serve people to the point where people see Jesus. This is the difference between natural ability and spiritual ability. Spiritual ability will lead people to God. Natural ability will lead people to you. Think about all the famous people we have in the world. People love these people for what they can do. But think about this. When you allow the Holy Spirit to empower you with that power and authority, now people can see God through you. I cannot tell you how many people, I'm a drummer, professional drummer, and I travel all around the world. And there's people that admire me because of the anointing that is on my life when I play the drums. When I play the drums, people tell me, I see and I feel God speaking to me through you, through those drums. How is that? How can people tell me this? I would never forget when I was in Honduras and I was doing a drum clinic and someone came up to me and say, Mr. Banks, and of course it was all in Spanish, you know, so and they was telling me, Mr. Banks, I want to let you know that your life has impacted my life to the point where I became a Christian. I have a DVD called Defining a Worship Drummer. He says, a friend of mine came to a concert where you was at and you was playing drums and they bought your DVD. And they bought that DVD for me. And at that time, I didn't know anything about God. He says, but I watched your DVD. And he says, that DVD changed my life. He says, this DVD let me see God. That wasn't my ability. That's called the anointing of God on this ability. This is the same thing for you. Some of you have giftings that God has given you, certain skills that you are good at. I want you to know that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he can use that gift to lead people to him. Maybe you have a gift with finances and money. Don't you know the reason why God has blessed you with your money is not for you to be just to tell everybody you're rich, but he blessed you with that, those finances, so that you can use it for the service of God. So that you can sponsor mission trips. You can sponsor ministry so that you can give to the church, so that you can help people that are in need. Don't you know that the reason Jesus left, because he gave us everything we need to continue to help one another. And one of the gifts that some people have is the gift of finances, and you're good with making money, and God has blessed you with that gift, and he wants to anoint you with that gift so that you can use it for kingdom purposes. Maybe some of you are good with music. God wants you to use that musical gift to write songs that give hope to people, to give joy to people. And I'm telling you, there's something that happens that is so different when the anointing is on you. When the anointing is on you, there's an impact, there's a change, and people are able to see God in a way that they never saw him. If God can use me to impact a young Honduran boy to see Jesus with a DVD, what more would God do with you, with your gift? This is something the Holy Spirit does. He empowers us with power, with our spiritual gifts and abilities for serving God and serving people. The other thing that happens, and I'm finna wrap up. The Holy Spirit binds us together as one in the body of Christ. I want you to know that when the Holy Spirit fills our life, he brings the spirit of unity among believers. This means this: the Holy Spirit breaks down every prejudice wall that we make that divides us. The reason in heaven, it's God's people. It's not separate categories of God's people. We are all of God's people. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit does, he brings unity in the faith. He allow us to see one another as children of God, not as, oh, you're a black man, I'm a white man, I'm a Hispanic man, I'm a Japanese man, and we're different. No. I go all around the world preaching in Japanese churches. I go all in South and Central America preach. I was just in Mexico. And you know why we can be in unity? Because of the Holy Spirit. And don't you know that when you allow the Holy Spirit to really fill you, you can bring that same spirit of unity in your home, with your spouse, with your kids, at your job, in your school, because the Holy Spirit brings unity among believers. If you want to say, I want harmony between people, then let the Holy Spirit fill you. Let the Holy Spirit fill you. And then the fourth thing that happens when we let the Holy Spirit fill our life, the Holy Spirit fills our lives with joy, peace, and sincere gratefulness to God. A lot of people say, I don't have joy in my life. Well, you need the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible tells us that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is the significance of the Holy Spirit filling our life. This is the significance of the promise of God when he gave us the Holy Spirit. I want to invite the worship team up. I think I've said enough. And I think you all get the point of, we need the Holy Spirit to fill our lives. The Holy Spirit brings true, authentic transformation in our lives. And you want to say, what's missing in the lives of people? The Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit truly would have his way in filling the lives of believers, we would see a different church. We would see families are different. We would see a different nation. We'll see people truly loving one another. We'll see people truly caring for one another. We'll see people truly helping one another. Let me tell you the reason why we don't help one another, why we don't really give interest in preferring one another, because we don't have the Holy Spirit that allows us to do that. And I want to challenge you. And I've been so challenged more than ever before. I need the Holy Spirit to help me. I see the difference in my life when the Holy Spirit has filled me. The Holy Spirit gives us direction in life. I grew up in an all-black community. I went to the church. It was all African Americans. I never saw myself in a Japanese community. I never saw myself going to Japan doing mission work, telling Jesus to people that speak a different language. I don't even speak Japanese. And I'm preaching the gospel, and people are coming to know the Lord. I'm discipling people. It's not because of me, it's because of the Holy Spirit that is working through me. If the Holy Spirit can do this in a young African boy from the ghetto, I grew up in speech class because I didn't know how to speak correctly and I had a hard time speaking. And he's using me as a mouthpiece to speak to people that don't even understand English and people who are coming to know the Lord. What more can he do with your life? This is the work of the Holy Spirit, because I let the Holy Spirit fill me. And he gave me and my wife a mission to go and tell people about Jesus Christ in Japan. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. This is not the work of Keith Banks or Aki Banks. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. What work is the Holy Spirit saying he wants to do in your life that you haven't allowed him to do yet? Is it because you live in too much of a comfortable life? and you truly have not asked God, what is my true purpose in life? That doesn't center around what I do for myself, but rather what it centers around what I do for others. It's about what we do for others. This is the last thing I want you to know. The Bible tells us that people will know that we are followers of Jesus Christ by the love that we show towards one another. What makes you a true Christian is the love that you demonstrate. It's the love that you give. It's not the love that you say you have for yourself, but it's the love that you give to people. And God is challenging us. He wants us to be filled with His Holy Spirit. So how can I be filled with the Holy Spirit? You have to ask. You have to develop a hunger and a thirst for His presence in your life. And right now, I want us to do that. I want us to ask for the Holy Spirit to fill us. I want you to just search your own heart and say, Lord, there's some areas in my heart that are selfish. There's some areas in my heart that anger has taken control. There's some areas in my life where lust and greed and self-ambition has taken rulership. This is the area where you need to surrender to God. In order for Christ to increase in us, we must decrease. We must start denying ourselves and start accepting Christ, His words, His Spirit. I want you to close your eyes right now. This is the opportunity right now for you to experience authentic transformation in your life. This is not a joke. This is not a fairy tale. This is something of life that I'm telling you about. And this decision right now that you will make will determine if things will change in your life for the better or things will stay the same or get worse. The Holy Spirit wants to fill your life so that He can make your marriage better, so that He can make your relationship better, so that He can build confidence on the inside of you, so that He can give you that greater work that you were called and created to do. But you got to focus on the Lord. You have to really center your heart on Jesus. And right now, center your heart on Jesus. Maybe you're here today and you say, I'm not a Christian. This is your opportunity to become a Christian by accepting Jesus into your heart. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again, we shall be saved. It's a confession and a believing in your heart. And if that's you, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you came and died for me. I believe that you rose from the grave so that I may have life. I receive you into my life as my Savior. If you prayed that prayer, you just accepted Jesus into your life. Now the next step is this. Let Him fill you with His Spirit. Maybe some of you Christians in here, you've just been just believing, but you haven't been filled with the power of God. This filling is a filling of power. It's the filling of the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, gentleness, patience, self-control, goodness. The nine fruits. You need to let the Holy Spirit fill you with those fruits. But you must first repent and say, Lord, take away this anger. Take away this selfishness. Take away whatever it is that has been keeping God from filling your heart. I want you to confess and say, Lord, forgive me for this area of sin in my life. I confess it and I let go of it. Now fill my heart with your presence, with your power. Now I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18 says, be filled with the Spirit of God. This is a continual process. Just as you fill up your gas in your car every week, you have to do the same with the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to give you new power, new strength, new boldness, new wisdom, new joy. Every day we need a renewing from the Holy Spirit, and that comes from asking. And I want you to say, Lord, give me a new hunger and thirst for your presence. Say it like you mean it. And once you say it, you will experience it. But if you don't say it, your life is going to be the same. And you're going to be one who don't have true hope. And you won't experience true joy. But God come that you may have life, and that more abundantly. You have to ask him. You have to invite him. And this is your opportunity right now to be filled with the breath of God, the Spirit of God. Say, fill me, God. Fill me. Let my life display Jesus. This is a true confession. This is not a game. This is something real that will happen when you ask. He says, ask and you shall receive. Are you asking? Are you asking? God wants you to have the greater, but you have to ask the Lord for more. Ask the Lord with a desperation like you really need it. Don't say it because I'm telling you to do it, but say it because you really want God. Say, fill me with your joy. Fill me with your peace. Lord, we need your grace and mercy. Let's sing it. Spirit.
We need the power of the Holy Spirit
to open heaven door.
To open heaven's door.
Spirit touch.
Spirit touch your church. Stir the hearts of men.
Tell the Lord to revive you.
Revive us, Lord.
With a passion.
With your passion once again.
Say it again, Lord, we need your grace and mercy.
Lord, we need your grace and mercy. We need to pray like never before. We need the power of the Holy
Spirit. Power of the Holy Spirit. Spirit that spoke to your heart today. I want to challenge you. Let the Holy Spirit fill your life every day. This is the key. This is the key for your life, to living a life of true joy, true peace. Everything that I told you today is the Word of God. And if we want to experience transformation in our marriages, in our relationship, in our personal life, we need the Holy Spirit to fill us with power. And that power is available to you, but you have to want it. You have to desire it. And I want to pray right now for you that God would give you a new heart and with new desires, a new hunger, a new drive, a new stirring in your heart. Lord, I pray, remove the old heart. And I pray, God, that you will give us a clean heart. Renew within us a right spirit, a loyal spirit. Create in us a new heart, God. Say right now, create in me a new heart, God. I need to have a change of heart. I need to have a change of heart so that I can have a change of life. Create in me a new heart, God, and give me a loyal spirit that is obedient. I speak life over everyone in here, God. And I pray for that feeling to continue to be within everyone. Let people come to the well to drink of the water, the living water. All who are thirsty, let them drink. Let them drink of the Spirit. As we sung today, you are the water of life. Let people come and drink from the water of life. In the name of Jesus, I declare a blessing that this new heart will stir within them a new passion for life and serving you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.